copper pipes were in people's homes in the area that our Divug water treatment plant supplies. That's kind of from the border of Gidoe right over to maybe the Rise Grotto. You could be talking anything up to about 800 houses being affected, plus businesses. I've been back and forth with Irish Water for a long time and trying to get resolution to this here. I was left with no other choice but seek legal advice. I'd like to acknowledge the work that the staff and the owners of Harnett & Hayes has put into this here, and also for taking on this case on a no-one, no-fee. We've taken samples of different houses from different areas. I myself drove down to Connemara where the laboratory down there tested them. Scientists had been employed, and we confirm now that there is issue. The issue is that there's pinholes happening within the copper piping within people's homes. It's affected quite a lot of people. It's cost people tens and tens of thousands of euros. People had to be leave their homes because of it. And I believe, as a county councillor who has an absolute obligation to do everything I can for my community, because it's what I'm elected and paid to do, and I was left with no other choice but to take legal procedures. And I would say to the public out there, first thing and foremost, that I believe that the water that they're drinking is safe. The water that they're drinking is definitely safe. And I have no concerns about that. But there is an issue in relation to pinholes happening in people's homes. So what I would say to the public is, anybody within that area there who have, even right down to taking insurance claims, people who just put it down to maybe older pipes, to get in contact with us, because there is quite a sizable amount of people now on board, and we are taking that legal case, unfortunately, against Irish Water.
No.